somebody actually licenses something from before 1993? Three new Ultraman shows? For real this time? And one cheap last chance at awesomeness? Of Doom! All that and the passing of a legend in this week's Friday Ace. Welcome to this week's Friday Ace, and as always, I'm your navigator, Mike Dent. And I'm not gonna lie to you, it was another slow news week. However, instead of just skimping right to the music, I worked extra hard to grab those true diamonds in the rough of Japanese pop culture happenings from this week. There's also another major reason for me cutting the show short this week that I'll get into by the end of the episode, but let's just cut right to the chase and give you the rundown. We'll be starting this out with the aforementioned highlight reel, followed by this week's 5 in Tune, and all wrapped up neat with the bow that is this week's watch list. So what are we waiting for? Let's cut right to the chase. My valiant listeners, something amazing happened this week. The Dirty Pair TV series is coming to DVD. Stuff's Nozomi Division announced this week that they intend to bring out the full 1980s TV series featuring everybody's favorite destructive trouble consultants from the 3WA over the span of two DVD box sets. Nothing concrete in terms of an actual release date yet, but you can pre-order the two sets in the meantime over at RightStuff.com. Now, if only they can license rescue the OVAs, all will truly be well in the universe. And if there could be solid proof that this is not in fact a rather cruel April Fool's joke. And it looks like Viz Media is also in the miracle-generating mood here, as their licensing of the sport manga Cross Game was revealed this week. The baseball manga from Mitsuru Adachi is set to come out with its first two volumes on October 20th, 2010, and January 2nd, 2011, respectively. The real shocker to come out of this is whether or not this sells well enough to make it through the series, given that, to my knowledge, sports manga and or anime aren't exactly hot properties. And cue the storm of emails saying how wrong I am, FredAce.OUSA@gmail.com. Do you remember that 3D Garo film that was announced a while back? The one that we just saw a couple of teaser images and nothing else. The site hadn't even been updated in months. We finally got an announcement this week that there's going to be another announcement in the form of a press conference on the 27th at the Tokyo International Anime Fair. Now, since this is actually on one of the two public days of the fair, if you're lucky enough to be in Japan around then, you might be able to squeeze your way into the crowd. And when you're done, come back and just let us know when the release date's gonna be, because we're getting sick and tired of waiting. Now, while we're here in the tokusatsu realm, there have been a couple of developments. This is mostly because, again, this is a really slow news week, so bear with me. Firstly, Sci-Fi Japan alerts us that there's no time like the present to get your hands on a copy of the 50th anniversary Godzilla soundtrack, as it's going out of print. Head on over to lalalandrecords.com/Godzilla to get yours today. You've got until March 31st. And did I mention that the soundtrack only costs $4.98? And secondly, and also the last news bite, remember how the other week I was saying that the IP stalkers had spotted something regarding new Ultraman-related projects? Well, I think I might have been right in calling shenanigans after all. Maybe. It's really confusing right now. You see, like all good news these days, it all started with a screen cap describing what is being called Ultra Galaxy Legends The Movie 2 Project. It consisted of three different productions, two 26-episode TV shows entitled Ultraman Zero and Ultra Galaxy Wars, and a four-episode straight-to-Blu-ray series, M78 and Belial Story. Now, here's where things start to take a turn for the skeptic. On the same set of screen caps came news of the opening and ending themes for each project. Among the artists mentioned mentioned were coming Century back on and Tohoshinki. Naturally, this news got back to the latter group's fangirl elite, and one of them actually had the guts to outright email Tsuburaya to ask about their involvement. Said fan got a response back, and it was actually posted online for the world to see, which basically said that it's not true at all whatsoever. So now the entire thing is being called into question. And at the same time, what exacerbates the whole thing is new insider information that was posted on Monster Zero, which basically all but confirms that the productions are happening, but then alludes to the fact that this is going to be leading into a planned trilogy. So yeah, either Tsuburaya is pulling a Capcom and is outright lying to keep a secret, or we're being madly trolled by 2Channel again. But then again, considering how Tsuburaya managed to deliver the goods with Ultra Galaxy Legends the movie, I'd like to think the former, but only time will tell at this point. And mad props to the people over at HJU for helping me straighten this whole story out in time for broadcast. You guys rock. Five and tune. Seventh verse, same as the first. Here's how this is gonna go down. I'm going to give you the top three Japanese music singles from this past week's Oricon ranking. One single that deserves your attention above all others. And the one release, whether it be a single or an album, that you probably should have thrown money down on this week. Also, if you like what you hear, please do not download it and just go out and buy it. If you haven't noticed already, I have links to everything I'm gonna mention in this particular segment already set up for you in the show notes. All set up through CD Japan, even though they don't sponsor us. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, sir. But either way, show these guys some love with your wallet. And let's start this off with this week's top three, starting with... I can't believe I'm gonna have to say this. Otakebi Boy, Wow! By Barry's Kobo. Number 2, Sleep by Sid. And the number one single in Japan right now. Are you ready? Come back now. And this is a sort of so-so top three in my opinion, which is why I'm so glad that there was in fact one single that outshone all of them combined. Aoibara by Anzen Chitai. Should have bought this week was one that I wanted to mention last week, but unfortunately I was too blinded at the prospect of a Wins album that was actually pretty good, and that's Future Nova by School Food Punishment. And that that's it for the penultimate installment of 5 in Tune for this month, which means that in 2 weeks' time, I will be selecting my top 5 picks for the best in tune for March 2010. Look forward to it. It's that time again.
To make fun of people in Range Rovers?
To search for Elvis at 7-Eleven?
No, it's time for today's lesson. Oh, crap. I mean, it's time for this week's watch list. Here's some interesting things from this past week that you might want to look into. The trailer for Confession. It looks to be a rather chilling and promising revenge film. The first real trailer for Jun Owazu's Plan Z, the feature-length follow-up to Negadon the Monster from Mars. The CEO of Toyota apologizing on the Dave Letterman show, and then some. The indie anime short Memory of One Summer, a commercial for the forthcoming TV drama adaptation of Fujiko Fujio A's Kaibutsu-kun. And lastly, qualifying as the tangent of the week, the trailer for Robert Rodriguez's sequel/reboot/whatever-the-heck-you-want-to-classify-it, Predators. Cannot wait for July. And with that said, that's it for this week's Friday Ace. At this point, you'd be hearing our usual ending theme, but this week is going to be different. To take us out, I'm swapping out the usual ending and our last word segment for a completely different thing entirely. What you'll be hearing is the Jeff Resurrection remix of Shingo 2 and Nujabes' Lovesick Part 3. The reason why you're hearing this is because Nujabes himself, the artist otherwise known as Jun Seba, recently passed away, having been involved in a car accident. The news just came out, and it really took me aback, because this guy was, to me, an inspiration and a glimmer of hope in kind of the realm of hip-hop, which is kind of ironic, considering how last week I went on about how minimal my love was for it, but whatever. The entire Lovesick trilogy was one of my favorite collaboration efforts to come from both Nujabes and for Shingo 2. And I figured this particular remix, even though it was written and done for a different artist entirely, who had also recently passed away, I still thought it'd be fitting. And I'm sorry if I sound incredibly down right now, guys, but yeah, this is the second great reason as to why this particular episode is very bare bones. It's just the impact of hearing that just knocked me flat on my ass. If you like this song, you can head on over to the show notes and download it for free via a special mini site that was set up for it. In addition, if you want to hear some words from Shingo 2, there's another link that will send you to not only those, but to a really nice video tribute that was done specifically for this. That's a compilation of Lovesick Parts 1 and 2. Until the next, I'm Mike Dent, and I'll see you next days.
Goes out to Jeff the Beatbox Prince. This one's for you, you. It's funny how the music put times in perspective, and a soundtrack to your life is perfected. Whenever you are feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever it's are. Funny how the music put times in perspective, and a soundtrack to your life is perfected. Whenever you are feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever you are, like a movie that you can't predict, like a book that you can't resist. A sing along a song that's oh so sensual. Bring along a sip to make it oh so sexual. Verbally that is, making love to the music means vibe to the beat at night. With the whole city fast asleep, out cold, true words seem to rise to the lips. Take hold of a poet in me most powerfully. I feel free when the world doesn't owe it to me. It's so hard to find the gig that lives up to the billing. Trying to find a reason to work, God willing, admit my thinking is wishful. Like a star up on a child gazing up to the ceiling. How far do we have to stretch the truth to fit the lifestyle borrowed and overdue? We can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister. Just break it all down into pieces of bright moments that pass by like a media right. Throw on your favorite reel, that's good to go. On the analog player, watch the people glow. Sit back at the breeze and let your memories flow. Comedy, tragedy, all the highs and lows. It's funny how the music put times in perspective, add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever it's are. Funny how the music put times in perspective, add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever you are, like your moves that I can't predict, like your look that I can't resist. The tingling feeling was oh so mutual, the lingering appeal was so unusual. Herbally what is medicine to a lone soul can become poisonous sun. With the whole body fast asleep, out cold, true vision seem to come to the eye, take hold of a prophet in me most visibly. I see clay when the world doesn't show it to me. It's so hard to make sense in the cycle of feeling, trying to find a reason to quit and make a killing. I admit our dealing is painful, like a star up on a child staring down from the ceiling. How far do we have to stretch the picture before pixelating the human texture? We can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister. Just save it all up for an ultimate prize, homecoming gathering with the big surprise. Throw on your favorite record, that's good to go, on your analog table and it's hooked to flow. Sit back with easy, hear the MC flow, hi-hat, kick drum, all the highs and lows. It's funny how the music put times in perspective, add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Wherever you are, feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever you are, funny how the music put times in perspective, add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are, feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are. Third time the charm, hopefully when I chime on your door you'd still let me in. After all these years, the room that you caved in, my heart is exactly the same as you left it. I realize that you have moved on, new styles and clicks like them silent flicks. I'm speechless in this golden occasion, the beautiful expression on the silver creation. This time I like to keep in touch, I'm a little bit wiser, a whole lot tougher. If I suffer through another nightmare tonight, we'll chalk it up as another chapter to write. Right or wrong or somewhere down the middle of the road, I wanna see you again in the scene with the backdrop of perfect 10. And the music can take us back to the spot right then, from black and white to a sepia tone. Some dreams come with a tint or a monochrome. From black and white to my skin tone, some dreams have a stint on the microphone. It's funny how the music put times in perspective, add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. It's funny how the music put times in perspective, add a soundtrack to your life and perfect it. Whenever you are feeling blue, keep walking and we can't get far. Wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, I know where you are. Can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister. Just break it all down into pieces of bright moments that pass by like you need it a right. Throw on your favorite jacket and you're good to roll, on the analog trail and you look the road. Just stroll through the trees and let your miseries go, sunshine, hurricane, all the highs and lows.
The mic, resurrection.